This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now a story about discrimination in the workplace against people who've changed their gender. A study last year found transgender people are twice as likely as the general population to be unemployed. Ashley Milne-Tite now reports on how transgender experiences at the office reveal a lot about the status of men and women at work.
Sociologist Kristen Schilt has spent years talking to transgender men and women about their work lives. One trans guy she interviewed is named Thomas. He's a lawyer. He'd begun working at his law firm as Susan.
And his boss told him a lawyer at a related firm had told her that he was so glad that they had fired Susan, who he had found to be very incompetent, but that he really loved this new guy, Thomas, and that, you know, he didn't realize that they were the same person.
But Thomas was the same person with the exact same abilities. He just looked like a man. Schilt says two-thirds of the trans men she interviewed found workplace life easier once they left their female days behind.
People would often say, I don't have to, like, back up the claims I'm making. People listen to me more.
Chris Edwards has experienced that firsthand. He's a trans guy who works in advertising. He now perceives his workplace differently, too.
As a creative director, and as a male creative director, I started to notice differences with the way women were treated. But when I was a woman, I didn't really notice.
Now he's quite conscious of the pay gap at his firm. And he says it's always a woman who's expected to take notes in meetings, no matter how senior she is. Lisa Sheps knows all about that difference in status. When she was living as a man, Sheps ran a business with three male partners. At 40, she told them she was going to start living openly as a female.
One person said to me, "How do you expect to deal with business when all you're going to be thinking about is nail polish?"
Her partners pushed her out of the company. Sheps has been an entrepreneur all her life. She thought she'd just start something else as a female business owner.
In my 40 years as a man in the business world, I did not know failure. Success came very easily to me.
Not anymore. Sheps, who's co-founder of the Transgender Education Network of Texas, says administrative work is pretty much all she's been able to find. Her income has fallen dramatically.
It's a very different world that I have discovered for women in the United States versus men in the United States. It's just that much harder. You just have to be that much better.
Like everyone else who's underemployed, she just wants a job that matches her experience. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.